The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from all the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You're welcome to be seated. Good morning, everyone. How are we today?
Good.
Good? Are we good over there?
Awesome.
Ooh, we got an awesome. Well, today is a really special day for several reasons. We just baptized Josephina. Wasn't that fun? She's now part of the body of Christ, and we can celebrate with her and her family. And she has a lot of family and friends here to celebrate with us, so we welcome all of them. And we also have a very special visitor today as well. Do you know who's here today?
Bishop Nicholas,
also known as Saint Nicholas, right? Well, I just heard that he has arrived. All right. So we gotta see if he's here, all right? So we're going to try to welcome him, all right? So on the count of three, we're going to ask the question, "Are you here, St. Nicholas?" All right, can you do that? Are you here, St. Nicholas, on the count of three? One, two, three. Are you here, St. Nicholas?
Call my name.
Sorry, Bishop, that I didn't let you do the baptism. You know,
it
just.
Okay. I was held up at Bradley Airport.
Oh, sure.
They took my gold, so all I have is a bag, but I made them exchange the gold for some oranges.
Oh, good. Good.
Before they leave.
Absolutely. Well, come up. We have a nice chair for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's take my long journey.
After your long journey on the airplane, you need to sit some more, huh?
We have to.
Today's the 10th, yes.
Father Derek.
Yes. I'm right here. I was taking a break. Since I hired you to do this preaching gig, you know.
Take a long, that's okay. He works very hard. He works very hard. Yes. Matter of fact, we might have a little something for you later, too.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll go ahead and just leave right now. I'm a little concerned about this. No.
Well, stick around after the service, and I have a little orange to give to everybody, and that will be a reminder of the giving that you're all going to be doing throughout this season, and the receiving and the gratitude and everything else that you have. So remember that it all comes from Jesus, is from his love for us. And all those special gifts you're going to be giving, all right, it's that same love that you're going to be passing on to somebody else. So God bless.
Well, thank you so much. Amen to that.
Amen.
And Asher, you have a prayer for us, right? So Asher's going to pray so that we can continue your spirit throughout today and in our lives throughout our lives.
Wonderful.
And then we're going to take a little field trip to the back of the church, and we're going to bless the gifts that the congregation
Wonderful.
Provided for families here in the Pioneer Valley. So Asher, if you could please stand and if you could pray this prayer for us.
God of joy and cheer, we thank you for your servant, the good Bishop Nicholas. In loving the poor, he showed us your kindness. In caring for your children, he revealed your love. Make us thoughtful without need of reward so that we too may be examples of your love and humility. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go on a field trip. Thank you, Asher. Very good. Beautiful prayer. So we're going to journey back to the church to bless the gifts, all right? And I invite the congregation to stand and turn around. All right. So St. Nicholas is coming with us. Yeah, come on back. And we want to thank the whole congregation for supporting our Adopt-A-Family program. We've got hundreds of gifts back here. Look at all these gifts. Thanks to all this, all your generosity. All right, come cluster around. There's some more room over here. And I need all of you to extend your hand in blessing like this. Very good. Perfect. That is excellent. All right. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the generous hearts and helping hands that provided these gifts. Help us to always respond to the needs of others. Bless these gifts and the people who will receive them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.